Condoleezza Rice is praising the Iraqi government for its assaults on radical militias. In an unannounced visit to Baghdad, Rice met with top Iraqi officials and said there is tremendous political opportunity that Iraq's government needs to seize. The United States military says at least 12 militants have been killed during fierce clashes in Baghdad's Sadr City district. The fighting broke out despite a warning from cleric Murtada el-Sadr, who says he will declare war if a crackdown against his followers persists. An official in Nepal says Nepalese soldiers and police guarding the slopes of Mount Everest are authorized to shoot to stop any protests during the Olympic torch run. Chinese climbers are planning to take to the summit in May. Other climbers are being banned from the higher elevations during that time. And Pope Benedict's U.S. trip is in its final day. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Hi, my name is Jerry.
Hi, and this is Nikki.
We've been working Andy Willoughby's three-step plan. Before the three-step plan, I had a high-stress job, and then whenever I would come home, it was difficult to leave my day at work. I wasn't there for my family the way I knew God wanted me to be and the way that I wanted to be.
We missed out so much on our children's lives, and it just really began to break my heart that I was missing things, and pretty soon it was going to be too late, and I just didn't want to miss anymore.
So what this has done for me, I'm working at home. I'm not putting in 60 hours a week, and I'm truly here for my family, not just in body, but mentally and emotionally.
Andy Willoughby's three-step plan has just made a huge difference in our family.
We've been very happy with the three-step plan.
Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby with the three-step plan home business system. To find out how you could make more money working from home, go to threestepplan.com or call 800-710-9529. 800-710-9529.
As the clock ticks down on Tuesday's Pennsylvania primary, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are scrambling for votes in the Keystone State. Pennsylvania's primary is the first in a month, and with 158 delegates, it's the biggest single prize left in the battle for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination. Senator John McCain responds to Democrats' comments that his health care tax credit plan would not come close to covering everybody.
We're not going to have a big government takeover and mandates. They've tried that in other countries. Both of the Senator Obama and Senator Clinton's plans are big government solutions.
McCain spoke on ABC's This Week. Danica Patrick can drive as well as the guys. She's become the first female winner in IndyCar history, winning the Indy Japan 300.
There was a huge crowd around the winner's podium where Patrick was presented with the winner's trophy. Her family was in attendance and her husband, and of course she was happy to have them here.
Correspondent Jim Armstrong. For news online, log on to irnnews.com.
Believe D.
The D is for difference.
Believe D.
The D is for the decongestant.
Believe D.
The D is what devours sinus pressure and nasal congestion. The amazing all-day strength of Aleve comes with the D, the leading all-day decongestant.
Believe D.
The Aleve stops the pain. The D stops the pressure and congestion.
Believe D sinus.
Ask for it at the pharmacy counter and feel the difference.
Believe D sinus and cold.
Be clear and strong all day long.
Use as directed.
Today marks the ninth anniversary of one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado, became the scene of a violent shootout April 20, 1999. Students Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher before taking their own lives. A CNN reporter has been busted on drug possession charges in New York City. Richard Quest arrested Friday morning around 3:45 Eastern Time after police stopped him in Central Park for violating park curfew. The New York Times reports cops found methamphetamine in his pocket. The 2-year-old boy who survived after being blown by a gust of wind into Lake Michigan is said to be doing better. The child's grandfather had been pushing the boy in a stroller along the lakeside Friday when the stroller went into the 40-degree water. Witnesses called 911.
Chicago Fire Department sent a helicopter and our dive truck to the scene. They suited up, got into the water in about 2 minutes, and found the boy after only about a minute of searching since they had a good idea where he was.
The child was underwater for at least 15 minutes before he was pulled out unconscious but alive. In Florida, authorities say a group of children playing ball at a beach discovered a human skeleton in the backyard of a home near Port Orme. The sheriff's office in Volusia County says yesterday's find is being investigated as a suspicious death. The person had been dead for a few months. It's not clear if the remains belong to a man or a woman. Port Orme is 6 miles south of Daytona Beach. I'm Pete LaValle, IRN USA Radio News.
that the
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
I got a copy of Lee Iacocca's new book, scanning through it. He says the U.S. is turning into a martial law police state. The criminals run the government in both parties, and that the country is probably going to fall completely. That's Lee Iacocca, not Alex Jones. Jesse Ventura said the same thing on my show. Willie Nelson, former German defense minister, last week said that on my show. The Italian former president is saying that anyone who is studying what's happening is completely and totally freaked out. If you love your family, if you care about the economy, your future, not just your children's future, you better be aware that some very evil people are in control of our government, control of our dominant media, and that we are in a serious crisis. It's simple. The military-industrial complex was basically founded and created by private foreign banking institutions. They have now gotten full control of state, local, and the federal government. They are selling off the entire infrastructure of the nation to foreign interests for pennies on the dollar right now. There are thousands of times the level of debt that could physically be paid off by government, corporate, private, local, municipal, state. It is all by design in official IMF and World Bank documents that I have been covering with terror on air for 6 years since they were leaked by Joseph Stiglitz, chief economist at the World Bank, Nobel Prize winner. The police are having martial law takeover drills all over the Western world for several years. They are now intensifying. They're now publicly admitting they're doing this. Because they know that what the globalists are planning, and they've been ordered to do this, they've been federally trained to do this, they don't have all the pieces of the puzzle of exactly why they're doing it, for complete lockdown, mass arrest, FEMA camps, hell on earth in this country. This is a very intelligent, psychopathic elite. If you take criminology, and I only took a few courses in it, but have since read quite a few graduate-level textbooks on the subject, and I've interviewed many criminologists, top criminal psychologists, psychiatrists on serial killers, you will learn that intelligent psychopaths, controlled psychopaths, gravitate towards two places, government jobs and law enforcement. That's why you've had tyranny throughout history. That's why government, as the Founding Fathers said, is wicked, bad, corrupt, very, very dangerous, but a limited necessary evil. That's why all the Founding Fathers said, watch it, control it, keep it tiny, don't let the government take control of you. They'll invent lots of reasons of how they're doing it for your own good. Watch out. Tyranny will come. They will oppress you. Go read the Declaration of Independence, ladies and gentlemen, what King George III was doing, and then compare it to what's happening now. And that's it. The tyranny is the norm. Tyranny happens 9 times out of 10, or even, I'd say, 99 times out of 100. It's not even 10% of the time do you have liberty in history. When you do have a little bit of liberty, you have milk and honey, free market, good jobs, happiness. When you don't, you have India, China, communist Russia. You have the Khmer Rouge in Cambodia. You have squalor, people in dirt floors like Mexico with a tiny elite ruling over them. It's very sad that this is happening to our country, but that's what this show is about, is exposing it and fighting it. Okay, what do I have in front of me today? I have some Lee Iacocca quotes I want to go over from his book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? Very respected, best time-selling business author ever, guy that brought the Chrysler back from the brink and several other big corporations. Also, I want to show you the corruption. IRS audits of big corporations drop to 20-year low. IRS corporate tax audits fall, Wall Street Journal. You see, if you're big and corrupt, there was a big CEO 2 weeks ago who stole $34 million from a big brokerage firm, and the feds just said, you know, pay a fine. You're not going to get in trouble. But then they'll persecute an innocent Martha Stewart because she's not part of the real corrupt guild that runs things. For her dumping some of her own stock, thinking the company was going down. Completely normal. But they've now made that a crime. For the first time ever, they just convicted on racketeering in a prostitution case, the D.C. madam. And now they're going after Elliot Spitzer, who did expose a lot of corruption for racketeering. The first conviction ever for racketeering, first time, and now that's a second case. See, things that are nonviolent, things that were petty before, they throw the book at you if you're a good guy but got some problems. But if you're out and out part of the really corrupt guild, there's no audits, there's no investigations. And that's what Lee Iacocca is saying. I mean, we're in trouble, folks. We're in big trouble. Because we've always had corruption and good old boy boss hog behavior. And that's not good, but that at least can sustain society. But when you get wild strip mining, wild looting, I mean, picture the United States as a beautiful palace. And before, they would just steal a little bit out of the till or run off with some of the firewood or maybe steal a spoon here or a silver ladle there. Now the thieves in government have ripped out all the furniture, all the mirrors, all the chandeliers, the wood paneling, the porcelain bathrooms, the marble floors, the main columns. The roof has fallen in, and they're busy pulling up the cobblestones and loading up their flatbeds with it. I mean, they're just grabbing and snatching everything up. Politicians, just corruption is rampant. The local environmental groups openly own their own banks for stolen property here in Austin, where I live, openly involved in just upfront embezzlement and mass fraud right out in front of everyone. Nothing happens. I mean, it's scary, ladies and gentlemen. It is absolutely horrifying. What's scary is that they're not just evil, but they're not even in control. That's what's even more scary. It's just not like there's some king boss, some benevolent or beneficent dictator up there who does bad things but doesn't allow other mid-level people to steal a lot because it hurts the overall system. This is just a gang of pirates running around doing whatever they want. I mean, the Federal Reserve is private, run for profit. It changed all the banking rules so they could buy insurance companies, buy brokerage houses, buy up the mortgage companies. And then they changed all the rules so they could give loans to people that had no job, no money. Then they sold that as investments, as AAA gold-rated bonds and stocks. And then now they're saying, oh, because we're in such a crisis due to this, give us unlimited federal power and get rid of the three federal regulatory agencies and just give us the private banking families, the private stockholders of the private Federal Reserve, unlimited control over the economy. These are bold individuals. They have issued total liquidity to get everybody in debt off of fiat. They then grabbed every commodity, every raw material, every piece of infrastructure. They then bought up all the police agencies, all the private contractors, all of the different mechanisms and the whole string of different apparatus that run all of this, and now they own it, and it's all multinational, outside government. No one can stop them, basically. and they are preparing for total implosion of the economy, martial law, and if we get uppity, they'll detonate a few nukes or release bird flu or have some guy in a turban and a computer animated video tell us he's going to get us, and God almighty. And they've been gearing up with one-tenth of the college graduates to be in Homeland Security related, just guilty until proven innocent, martial law, terror training going on in every major department, just the worst scenario in history. Criminal enterprise running an international anti-terror mechanism. I mean, these are hardcore psychopath criminals who like death and destruction, who like looting, who like third world destruction. We're going to come back and get into all the news. Did the New World Order murder a local activist in Austin? Are they covering it up? We'll talk about that. We'll get into the economy. Massive transmission. Stay with me. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. This is not a game. This is not a drill.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Scheidt with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck, his radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy so you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web efoodsdirect.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Sheriff's deputies, drug agents, the FBI, and even the Coast Guard all working together targeting terrorists. Weeks of planning came down to action this weekend when Operation Sudden Impact hit the streets and the waterways. Law enforcement officials were looking for drugs, gangs, and fugitives, but that's not all. April Thompson is here with how terrorism came into play. April.
Claudia, law officers say sometimes drugs, gangs, and fugitives point to something else, another crime, terrorism. That's why, for the first time, they're changing how they go about searching for those who are searching for trouble.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th day of April, 2008. Your calls are coming up, toll free at 877-590-5525. Listening in Texas from the station I transmit from, that we originate from, the syndicated broadcast, 836-0590, News Radio 590 KLBJ. You just heard a little clip from a newscast out of Memphis, Tennessee. All over the country, from California to New Jersey, from Texas to Ohio, from Oregon to Florida, they had a federally funded program, which is a violation of the 10th Amendment, but they were able to do this saying it was anti-terror. Thousands of officers per city in hundreds of different cities across the country, and this particular operation was a three-state area. In Tennessee and surrounding areas, fanned out and randomly stopped cars, searched people on the sides of streets, went into shopping malls. They were also on the Mississippi, searching people's boats. And the headlines here says, law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. This is out of the Memphis Daily Paper, the commercial appeal. I want to say hi to several AM affiliates that we do have in Tennessee, like WBCR in Knoxville. I'd like to hear from folks in Tennessee. What do you think about this? Law enforcement agencies joined together for anti-terrorism initiative. And it says that the Shelby County Sheriff's deputies arrested 71 people, including 31 fugitives, during a 24-hour street sweep that ended about half an hour after sunrise Sunday. The sheriff's office and 50 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies pulled over cars, climbed on boats, and served fugitive warrants as all part of an anti-terrorism initiative called Operation Sudden Impact. And it says that the military helped them. You can go on and read that article up on PrisonPlanet.com. We have a link to it. Now, remember that in Section 802 of the Patriot Act, all misdemeanors, Section 802 of H.R. 3162, all U.S. citizens are terrorists. And so they say that, well, they're people who don't want to be searched, they are told that they don't have any rights because this is an anti-terror operation. Oh, there's no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth Amendment, no due process. You're terrorist until told otherwise. Let me read an excellent article by Steve Watson from Infowars.net. And again, every paragraph, every comment, every statement he makes has a link to mainstream news or law enforcement agencies. Notice mainstream media doesn't do that. We do. Everything we say, we back up, okay? State fusion centers and Pentagon run FBI programs to spy on Americans. Now, that article integrates with the other story by Steve from Infowars.net. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. Now, that's what the police are saying. Now, remember, I told you a year before, year and a half before it came out in the news, I got secret FEMA documents where they had recruited tens of thousands of pastors at major churches to say, hand in your guns, go to FEMA camps, let them take your children, go to camps. It's of the Lord. Now they've recruited 26,000 preachers. Now it's been declassified and it's public.
We have links to those newscasts. The preachers. You wonder why your pastor suddenly gives you weird sermons about how submitting and turning guns in and going to camps is good and doing what government says is of the Lord and misquoting Romans 13. See, let me just explain something before I read this article. This attack pattern, I mean, let's say men in caves are real, men with turbans and hats are real. You got a better chance of dying by being struck by lightning in the World Almanac than you do of being killed by terrorists. But let's just say they're real and it's totally deadly. And they're hiding under every bread cupboard, under every bed. They're going to kill you. Do you find Al-Qaeda Muslim terrorist by randomly just having people line up in Miami or Austin, Texas or Houston and randomly searching people? Or do you do that by targeting the communities terrorists come from, listening to their phones, tracking them, not letting them come in the country, arresting people with connections to it and interrogating them? No, they don't do that. They, and I use the analogy during the weekday show, of if I wanted a bottle of Crown Royal whiskey, would Canadian whiskey, if I was having a party, would I randomly drive around in my car and pull up in a farm and just randomly run up to a creek bed and run around in the creek bed looking for Crown Royal? Or would I go to a liquor store and buy Crown Royal? If I was looking for a Dennis Adidas tennis shoes, would I randomly jump out of an airplane with a parachute into the middle of Albuquerque and then randomly start searching a backyard for it, for Adidas tennis shoes? No, I would go where Adidas tennis shoes are, where you get Adidas tennis shoes. This is ridiculous. The so-called anti-terror training and operations in one-tenth of college graduates, I mean, billions a year spent on all the new big grants they give people to go to school, the scholarships, is to learn how to data mine, spy on neighbors. They have law enforcement training in thousands of school districts in 6th and 7th grade. We've put the curriculum and interviews in my films, like Police State 2, The Takeover, before 9/11, where they put BATF and FBI deputized local police at the cost of hundreds of thousands a year in taxpayer money in the schools, and they tell them, they teach them, they write essays on what their parents do on computer for files. Do your parents, what's in the medicine cabinet? This is mainstream news. That's fighting terror, ladies and gentlemen, is you having your kids spy on you. This is East German Stasi. Our government is criminal. It hired the former head of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, 6 years ago to help set all this up. He just died last year, by the way. The East Germans. The Stasi. The attack pattern is against everyone. It is about enslaving us. It's about swarming us. It's federal funds. You know, they call it roundups and swarms, and you'll see it. Just random cops everywhere, just randomly pulling people over. I wasn't speeding last week because I happened to be looking at my speedometer. Cops still pulled me over, searched my car, shined his light in, and said, "You can go." I was pulled over. You understand? In Austin. And everywhere, I saw the cherries that night. They were just swarming. The country is completely gone. We've got to somehow get it back. You understand, this isn't to keep you safe. The borders are wide open. The illegal aliens don't get arrested for DWI or no ID. The police admit that in the news. This is for you, the slave. I'm going to read this article in its entirety. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. When we get back, did Palestinian activists Raed Hamad commit suicide, or was he murdered in Austin, Texas, and thrown in Lake Austin, now known as Lake Ladybird? We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on KLBJ here in Austin, and syndicated across the country from Kansas City to San Diego. And your calls, of course, are coming up. I got a bunch of other news, a big hour and a half lined up. You don't want to miss any of it.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. monasterymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You know what it's like to have a preacher call you up who's scared to death calling you from a payphone in Pennsylvania, who's got close to 1,000 people in his church, who volunteers at the hospital, telling you, yeah, they FEMA recruited me. There's 13,000 of us. Now there's 26,000. It's a year and a half later. They recruited me into this. It's a secret program to get everybody ready for martial law and to go into camps to have their firearms taken. And I said, well, go ahead and just fax those over to me. And he faxed them over. We put them on the web, and I'm under surveillance. So they came to him and kicked him out of the program and threatened him. And then another preacher sent me similar stuff. And then A year later, it came out in the news, and they said, yeah, we've recruited preachers nationwide to get you ready for martial law. We've played some of those newscasts here, and the newscasts say it's a good thing. You know what it's like to know there's a huge Pentagon program and that NORTHCOM openly calls the U.S. a war zone, and to know that they're just waiting to take this country completely over? And I'm not talking about the local grunts, the local military people, the local police. They have no idea what they're part of. It's very sad to know that. Very, very sad to know that they're gearing up this whole martial law grid because they know you're going to freak out when they take everything you've got. Land of the free, home of the brave, overnight is disappearing. And overnight, when they decide to engage this, they're going to take everything most of you've got. Why? Because they can. Because it's called empire. It's called control. It's called domination. It isn't about Republican or Democrat. It's about the foreign banks that own this country. Let's read what Steve Watson had to say. You know, we could wake up and stop all this now. That's why I tend to freak out, yell and scream on air, get belligerent, get arrogant, get angry. Because, frankly, I got to psych myself up just to deal with this. Can you imagine the fact that, number one, this is real. This is true, even if you're in denial or not. And then, number two, imagine being the most vocal person against it and getting death threats and knowing you're under surveillance and dealing with that every day. Dealing with that. I have a lot of resentment for these people. I have a lot of anger at them. And I am freaked out. And this is a government that writes memos, now admitted and confirmed, where they say that the sexual torture of children is good to make, quote, terror suspects answer questions. And the Army's own report admits they did do that. It freaks me out. I'm freaked out right now, and I'm going to try to be calm and cover this. And to know that they're training police who mean well but are dumbed down and who are ignorant. I mean, cops, can't you look around you? Can't you understand what you're part of? Can't you see that this is all ridiculous? Prescription drugs kill 300,000 plus people a year. Cars kill close to 200,000. Terror kills a few dozen a year on average. But our whole life, our whole way of life has to change. You've got to violate my rights. You've got to run warrantless checkpoints. You've got to arrest people. You've got to have SWAT teams and all this because there's terrorists. Can't you see it's a fraud? Listen to this. Three states subjected to martial law sweeps. Local police and sheriff's office joins feds for terror sweep that results in hundreds of citations for traffic violations. That's terror now. But see, they did it all without warrants or without probable cause, searching people on the street. First it's the airports, then it's the bus terminals and the subways. You know, oh, we don't need a warrant to search your bags. Then it's the streets. Then it's your home. Now they're doing gun confiscation door-to-door, forcing their way in. Federal law enforcement agencies co-opted sheriff's offices as well as state and local police forces in three states last weekend for a vast roundup operation. That's what they called it. The one sheriff's deputy was describing as martial law training. We have the documents. That's what it is. Law enforcement agencies in Tennessee, Mississippi, and Arkansas took part in what was described by local media as an anti-crime and anti-terrorism initiative involving officers of more than 50 federal, state, and local agencies. Feds involved in local policing, which has always been a big no-no, and doing it without warrants and searching people without probable cause because it's anti-terror. Given the military-style name Operation Sudden Impact, the initiative saw officers from six counties rounding up fugitives, conducting traffic checkpoints, climbing on boats in the Mississippi River, and doing other crime abatement programs, that's a quote, all under the label of anti-terrorism. WREG, Memphis News, Channel 3, we played a few seconds of earlier, it's up on Prison Planet if you want to read the whole thing, reported that the Sheriff's Department arrested 332 people, 142 of whom were fugitives, and they went on to call them terrorists in the newscast, as they now seem to be known. It said, we have arrested the terrorists. You understand how they're... Notice they've announced the last 6 months that there's thousands of blonde-haired, blue-eyed Al-Qaeda. They say, give up all your rights to fight the guys in caves. Everybody's like, America, oh, yeah. And then overnight, it's, oh, by the way, it's misdemeanors, it's white terrorists. They're everywhere. Hundreds of dollars were seized. This is from their own news report. And drugs recovered. At 1,292 traffic violations were handed out to speeding terrorists. and illegal parking terrorist. It says that in the news articles. And this went on nationwide, by the way. This is just a three-state area article we're covering. And I was pulled over during this operation last week in Austin. And the guy just wanted to shine his light in my car and go, okay, you can go. And there were cars pulled over everywhere. Just randomly pulling us over, habitualizing, training the cops to violate the Fourth Amendment and to take federal orders. Most cops don't even know, by the way, these are federal operations. They're just told, go out and start stopping everybody. The authorities even raided businesses and store owners, confiscating computers and paperwork in an effort to, quote, track down possible terrorists before something big happens. That's a quote. The sheriff's department is determining if and when they can plan another, quote, roundup. See, they call these warrant arrest systems roundups. Get used to real political roundups like we just had in Tibet. Night of the Long Knives, like Nazi Germany. Kristallnacht. The sheriff's department is determining if and when they plan another roundup. The operation, which involved police departments, the FBI, drug agents, gang units, and even Coast Guard, is, see, working with the military, is just one example of how far law enforcement at the state and local levels is being co-opted and centralized by the Department of Homeland Security via mass federal grants. It also highlights how the distinction between crime and terrorism is becoming irrelevant. Thus, your Bill of Rights is. An InfoWars reader called in the Alex Jones Show to alert us to the show, to the story, and explain, that's how he found it, that he had gleaned the information from his friend, a sheriff's deputy in Memphis, who described the operation as training for martial law in America. And then we link to documents where they admit this is for martial law. Forget innocent until proven guilty. You are now a terrorist suspect until you were told otherwise. It is now the norm to consider everybody equally likely to be guilty of something than innocent. This is the protective policing or proactive policing, not preventative or reactive policing, and is widely indicative of a society that is not free. This form of proactive policing is a phenomenon that indicates a once free state rapidly declining into an authoritarian police state. If there was a real terror threat in these states, it would surely make sense for law enforcement agencies to target known trouble areas and follow up on already existing leads. Instead, we are seeing local police and Coast Guard being recruited to randomly target anyone in the area as possible terrorists. It's just swarming over the population. Surely, if there was a real terror threat, this activity would harm the effort to combat it. Of course, such activity is clearly not related to real or tangible terror threat. It is related to the ongoing effort to vastly increase the size and scope of federal government and increase the power it has over American citizens as the feds push to totally open the borders. We'll finish up with this article. Go to a bunch of your calls. Then, was a local Austinite murdered? Are the police covering it up? Reminds me of the Clinton murders where they'd cut the guy's head off, arms, leg off, pour gasoline on him, and then claim they committed suicide. They'd have the Arkansas medical examiner, Fahmy Malik, say they committed suicide. They may kill me in a firing squad, have video of them shooting me, and say it wasn't that I committed suicide. We'll be right back. The change has come.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
All right, your call's coming up in a moment, but I got to finish up with all over the country, the police announcing, "We're fighting terror!" And they just start walking up on the sidewalks, up against the wall, start shaking everybody down, black, white, Hispanic, old, young, marching around in black masks, police dogs, helicopters. They're jumping the shark. They're jumping the American people. They're letting us know we're the boss. We're under federal control. We're doing it all for your safety. And all over the country, from Dallas, Texas, to Tucson, Arizona, to Oakland, California, they're coming to your door and knocking and saying, "We want to look at your guns. We want to inspect them. Let us in." I mean, it is all under federal grants. I mean, they're coming at us big time, ladies and gentlemen. And police need to say, we don't want to be part of this. Because I know a lot of police are against this. In fact, the majority of police have been polled are pro-Second Amendment. Surely, if there was a real terror threat, this activity would harm the effort to combat it. Of course, such activity is certainly not related to the real or tangible terror threat. It is related to the ongoing effort to vastly increase the size and scope of federal government and increase the power it has over American citizens. The information and intelligence from the operation will be collated and routed through the federally funded state-run fusion centers, which are really FEMA command centers, which they admit the CIA is over. We have links to mainstream articles on that, which are working in conjunction with the military arm of the Department of Homeland Security and NORTHCOM. Yeah, I mean, they had secret military programs with police 20 years ago. That's in my film Road to Tyranny. Now it's just coming out. This is a long-term plan. Very cold-blooded treason. Such information will soon include the DNA and other biometric information from every person arrested. That's right, even if you're not convicted, everyone. which DHS head Michael Chertoff has declared is no longer your personal information. Don't worry, folks. Everybody at birth for 35 years has had their blood taken. You were told it was for a blood test. It's now admitted, I told you a decade ago, now mainstream news, that it's been in an international DNA database. Homeland Security now has all of your blood, 35 and younger, illegally. They can also frame you with it, and they will. Continuing, we recently, and of course that's illegal what they're doing, but do you think they care? We recently reported on the fact that after 9/11, the Justice Department advised the Bush administration that it was able to effectively suspend the Fourth Amendment where domestic counterterrorism operations were concerned. We have a link to that White House memo. So see, now all crime, including no seatbelt, is terrorism. We have a link to that. In light of this, and given the government has begun to class any crime as terrorism, a set local and state police to work at anti-terror operations, it is clear that the protections provided by the Bill of Rights and the Constitution are under direct threat. I'm not a good news reader if I read fast, folks. That's why I'm bumbling here. I'm going to read slow. We have seen how new provisions will effectively nullify the U.S. Constitution and a recent spat of executive orders, in particular, PDD 51, which outlines preparations for the implementation of open martial law in the event of a declared national emergency for any reason, including insurrection by governors or citizens. Public declarations for martial law. Go read it. We have debates in Congress how they admit it's martial law. You can go watch the video clips of Congress talking about it. Centralized and federally coordinated law enforcement programs complement nationwide FEMA programs to train pastors and other religious representatives. And again, we have a link to video of them admitting it. To become secret police enforcers who teach their congregations to obey the government in preparation for the implementation of martial law, property and firearm seizures, mass vaccinations programs, and forced relocation, and the split up of families. The effects of this particular program have already been witnessed. We have a link to that. This is not a joke. This is not a game. Police, this is going to ruin your future. It's going to ruin my future. Hardcore criminal banks have overthrown hundreds of third world countries. They go in for decades, buy off the police, buy off the military. They buy up the parliaments. They run people for office, grabbing corporations, grabbing infrastructure, doing deals while they're at it, but always moving towards what they call the IMF riot. They have a 100-point plan for this. This came out in 2002, and they said they wanted to do it in the U.S. and Europe. They then engineer a terror attack or an economic implosion or both. They then turn off the water and power, cause mass riots, have the police already trained for martial law, have them ride everybody down the streets on horseback, microwave gun people, sonic cannon people. The cops think they're maintaining order. Stocks crash to almost zero. The foreign banks then buy up whatever's left of it, and they just issue the liquidity out of nothing. You understand they're planning that here. Mayday. This is an emergency. They have got the final pieces going into place right now for this. Remember, I told you months before that they probably attacked the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. That is the level of my understanding of the enemy attack program. I can literally see a three-dimensional map of it in my mind because I study and think about this 18 hours a day. I mean, I can't enjoy a movie. I can't play video games. I can't go for a walk with my family without thinking about it. I think about it all the time. It's all I do. Okay, but it's not even hard now. Listen to what Lee Iacocca said, and then we're going to your calls. His new book, Where Have All the Leaders Gone? And it gets worse. It gets into the police state, everything. But am I the only guy in the country who's fed up with what's happening? Where the hell is our outrage? We should be screaming bloody murder. We've got a gang of bozos steering our ship of state over a cliff. We've got corporate gangsters stealing us blind, and we can't even clean up after a hurricane, much less build a hybrid car. But instead of getting mad, everybody sits around and nods their heads with the politicians saying, stay the course. Well, that's not what everyone says, Lee. Stay the course? You've got to be kidding. This is America, not the damn Titanic. I'll give you a soundbite. Throw the bums out. He goes further to say, someone has to speak up. I can hardly recognize this country anymore. The President of the United States, by the way, Iacocca is a big Republican. The President of the United States is given a free pass to ignore the Constitution, tap our phones, lead us to war on a pack of lies. Congress responds to record deficits by passing a huge tax cut for the wealthy. Thanks, but I don't need it. The most famous business leaders are not the innovators, but the guys in handcuffs. Why are we fiddling in the Middle East? The Middle East is burning and nobody seems to care about it or know what to do. And the press is waving pom-poms instead of asking hard questions because they're owned by the military-industrial complex, bud. That's not the promise of America my parents and yours started and traveled across the ocean for. I've had enough. How about you? I'll go a step further. You can't call yourself a patriot if you're not outraged. This is a fight I'm ready and willing to have. And he goes on to talk about how we're a police state. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, folks. San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle, they've built camps. They're brainwashing the police. They're saying they're banning protests nationwide. Red level emergency. Even if you don't believe that elements of the government carried out the attacks, they've certainly used them to take our freedoms and to attack us. They're certainly building their whole police state system for the general public. And the illegal aliens get free health care, free welfare, get passes on getting tickets. I've had Austin cops tell me. I've had New York cops tell me. I've read it in the news where police chiefs go, I arrest illegals, and the judges let them go without fines, and the INS, now ICE, won't come get them. And again, I'm not even bashing the illegal aliens. The whole point is it's not real, ladies and gentlemen. I said I'd go to your calls. Who's up first here? Neil in Memphis, the site of martial law drills. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, Neil. Okay, go ahead, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you think about all this?
If police try to come into my house trying to take our guns, I will shoot them on sight. That's how I feel about it.
Well, that happened in New Orleans, and what they do is they then burn your house down or gun you down. There were thousands of dead bodies in New Orleans, and that was all a drill to see if they could cover it up. They didn't bring food and water. They went in the high and dry, $15 million homes and up, took their – in fact, we have video. We can play the audio of the gun confiscation in New Orleans, and they will burn your house down. They will kill you.
I accept the fact that I'll die.
No, I understand. I understand. Well, you're evil, like the Founding Fathers, who when the British came to confiscate the guns in 1775 in Lexington and Concord, they fought back. And that's why I have FEMA on tape saying the Founding Fathers are bad to a classroom of cops and firemen in Kansas City. Have you ever seen that video I have?
I don't think I have.
It's in my film, Road to Tyranny.
That's one of them that I haven't seen yet.
It was given to me by a firefighter. I have 18 hours of the footage.
I'll make sure I see that then.
Yep, the Founding Fathers are bad. Hey, that's nothing. Did you see the Statesman? I made a big deal about it last week. Mr. Bobbitt, Philip Bobbitt, grandson of LBJ, runs some of the political affairs at UT department. The front page of the Statesman had the Constitution being burned. I want to go back to him. Is he still there? We're going to hold you over, sir. The Constitution being burned, and they said it's good. And they said we need to get rid of the Constitution to, quote, keep America safe. Anything else you want to add, sir? I mean, did you see these FEMA takeover drills? It happened in Memphis. Did you see it?
Oh, no, sir. I did not see it. I didn't see anything. I live just south of Memphis in Mississippi.
Okay, so you're not in Memphis where this happened.
No, sir, I'm not.
Anything else you want to add? I've been talking over you. Anything else you want to add?
I'm wondering if you have studied religion to the point of how it's involved in our government.
Okay, I'll come back and comment on that on the other side. Appreciate your call. More calls straight ahead. Important news straight ahead, and then your call, second hour. Stay with me.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further.
Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
And the Better Business Bureau wants to help you prevent identity.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
90 KLBJ Austin, Texas. It's 5 o'clock.
Sounds from New York, where Pope Benedict's U.S. trip is in its final day. This morning, Benedict knelt in silent prayer at the site of the September 11th terrorist attacks. He also lit a memorial candle at the World Trade Center site, where he asked God to bring peace to our violent world. And the U.S. military says 12 militants have been killed in what's being described as an uptick in fighting in Baghdad's Sadr City district. U.S. military spokesman Patrick Driscoll says redevelopment will be hard to achieve as long as Sadr City isn't safe for workers.
To get to the larger reconstruction projects, all the things, you know, fixing and building hospitals, electrical power, water, things like that, that's going to take time. But you've got to have security first before you can get the people in order to do those things.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Psoriasis. The itching, flaking, and irritation is painful, but the emotional suffering can be even more devastating.
My body was so sore. My mind was so worn out. I could not sleep at night.
I felt self-conscious. Nobody knows what that flaking is.
And people say, ew, it just made me feel like you're dirty.
I don't want people knowing I have this. It's embarrassing.
Of course I felt self-conscious. Not very attractive to look at.
The solution is new and improved Skin Zinc Advanced, the number one OTC treatment for psoriasis.
Skin Zinc turned out to be the perfect answer.
Skin Zinc has changed my life. The third day I saw that my psoriasis was disappearing.
In 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away.
My elbows are completely cleared up. You have to try it. Skin Zinc will make your psoriasis go away.
I think we're a Skin Zinc family for life.
Call right now for your 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc with Hydronize. 1-800-626-5198. That's 1-800-626-5198. Eliminate psoriasis symptoms fast. Call 1-800-626-5198. Call now. Get relief. 1-800-626-5198.
Democratic rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Rodham Clinton are today in Pennsylvania, where 158 delegates are up for grabs in Tuesday's primary. Obama has led in overall delegates, but Clinton is hoping Pennsylvania will help her make up ground in the popular vote. Meanwhile, on the Sunday talk shows, Senator John McCain responds to Democrats' comments that his health care tax credit plan would not come close to covering everybody.
We're not going to have a big government takeover and mandates. They've tried that in other countries. Both of the Senator Obama and Senator Clinton's plans are big government solutions.
And officials in Afghanistan say one civilian has been killed in a gun battle between Afghan police and Iranian forces at the southwestern border between the two countries. Officials say the incident happened yesterday after an Iranian patrol entered Afghanistan. Police dispatched a unit and a firefight began. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
With a word about Israel, here's best-selling author and Bible teacher Kay Arthur.
If you could only visit one country, one nation on the face of this earth, it should be Israel, because then you'll never be the same.
To start planning your trip to Israel today, call 1-888-77-ISRAEL or visit www.goisrael.com.
You'll never be the same.
Some writings from the Northern Illinois University shooter have been published by the Chicago Tribune. Here's Nick DeLezzo.
He said that he felt the victimization was because of his sensitivity, and he felt that he would be an altruistic social worker, mainly due to his past experiences.
Danica Patrick says winning the first IndyCar race of her career has been a long time running.
Patrick earned the win in her 50th career start by taking the lead on the 198th lap in the 200-lap race. Here's Jim Armstrong.
It was a historical race. Danica Patrick came from behind in the Indy Japan 300 to become the first female winner in IndyCar history.
The Democratic presidential candidates are wooing the coal vote in the upcoming primaries. Here's Sandy Kozel.
According to the National Mining Association, there are 47,000 coal workers in Pennsylvania and West Virginia and 21,000 in Kentucky. All three states have yet to hold primary elections.
And the bombing of a federal building in Oklahoma City 13 years ago was remembered yesterday. Those attending the ceremony at the Oklahoma City National Memorial observed 168 seconds of silence for each of the bombing victims. Jack Poe is chaplain of the Oklahoma City Police Department.
May we all leave here knowing the impact of violence, and may this memorial offer comfort, strength, peace, hope, and serenity.
I'm Jody Jordan, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Under the guise of the term infrastructure protection, I discovered more than a decade ago, 12 years ago, secret military plans under the executive for martial law in the U.S. and an incremental martial law, a phasing in of tyranny, secret Army, Marine Corps programs of local police going on since the mid-1980s. We have video documents, Marine Corps officers that took part in the openly illegal program then. Then we discovered they'd recruited preachers, 500,000 truck drivers, that's now public. But with the preachers, they told them, be secret, don't tell anybody, but prepare your flock for this. Now 26,000 of them. Let's go ahead and play part of this newscast. Now, this is in New Orleans. A year plus after we broke this and got the secret documents, they admitted this. Since then, other cities have admitted it. And this is they use Romans 13, Hitler's favorite quote, about do whatever the government tells you. Doesn't matter if the Bible is about the prophets being killed for not listening to the government, or Jesus not doing what the government told him, or the founding fathers, or this is saying all authority is God. And I have a preacher saying, follow Hitler. He is authority. Just do whatever authority tells you. The opposite of liberty and freedom, the opposite of the Bible. But this is what's taught. Here's the newscast telling you martial law is good.
Law ever become a reality in America? Some fear any nuclear, biological, or chemical attack on U.S. territory might trigger just that. And as KSLA News 12 Jeff Farrell discovered, the clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem. Us.
From my cold, dead hand.
Charlton Heston's famous declaration captures a truly American value, the overarching desire to protect our freedoms. But gun confiscation is exactly what happened during the state of emergency following Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. U.S. troops also arrived, something far easier to do even now thanks to last year's elimination of the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. That forbid U.S. troops from policing on American soil. If martial law were enacted here at home, like depicted in the movie The Siege, easing public fears and quelling dissent would be critical. And that's exactly what the clergy response team, as it's called, helped accomplish in New Orleans.
Jeff, the primary thing that we say to anybody is let's cooperate and get this thing over with, and then we'll settle the differences once the crisis is over.
Such clergy response teams would walk a tightrope between the needs of the government versus the wishes of the public.
In a lot of cases, these clergy would already be known in the neighborhoods in which they're helping to defuse that situation.
For the clergy, one of the biggest tools that they will have in helping calm the public down or obey the law is the Bible itself, specifically Romans, Romans 13.
Because the government is established by the Lord, you know, and that's what we believe in the Christian faith. That's what's stated in the scripture.
Civil rights advocates believe the amount of public cooperation may depend largely on how long they expect a suspension of their rights might last. Jeff Farrell, KSLA News 12 reporting.
And according to Tuberville, during Hurricane Katrina, the clergy response team provided 38 chaplains a day around the clock at eight different camps.
Okay, now, this program is in every state, Alaska, Hawaii, Texas. 26,000 preachers as of last year. They plan to double it to 52,000 this year. It is a secret program. The secret documents are on Infowars.com. And it's taking your children from you, forcibly inoculating you, taking your guns, taking you to camps, labor camps. It's been in executive orders for decades. Remember, I'm the crazy that said they get rid of posse comitatus. You'd laugh at me and say, posse comma what us? And I'm the weirdo on the radio all these years reading PDD 51 and having emergency managers on. You know, I'd have emergency managers on. I'd have police chiefs on, San Antonio, where they'd come to them with big bags of cash saying, go along with us, we'll pay you off. And the police chief in San Antonio kicked them out. I mean, that's how I learned about that in 1998. This is a giant, illegal, criminal, martial law. You ever hear about third world countries where some, you know, thug president or general takes over? Pinochet, Hitler, the list goes on and on. It's the same thing here. They're doing it here. Can you imagine what a big prize this is? But it's a decades long. America's a big country to take down with a history of freedom and an armed population. They've had to brainwash the cops, militarize them, get them used to shooting at us with rubber bullets so they'll do the real thing. I know we got loaded lines, and I want to hear from you for the rest of the show on this, and then did Palestinian activist Raed Hamad, was he murdered here in Austin? We're going to go over that. But, I mean, this is a big deal. This is a huge deal. I'm going to play one more clip, and we're going to come back, and I promise, do nothing but calls until I cover, was this gentleman murdered in the last segment? So stay there, Jason and Chris and Ned and JD and Robert. We're going to get to all of you and more. But listen to this clip. Now, this is Bob Woodward, the guy that later got his really hurt very bad in Iraq. Now, when you watch the video, just type New Orleans gun confiscation into Google, and you'll get the video of this and a bunch of others. Now, this is video of them going into the richest part of New Orleans, the high and dry area, and slamming people's heads on the ground, taking their guns. And then, but then the audio you're going to hear is all a lie. And this is all psychological warfare. ABC's the worst we found, even worse than Fox. They're saying, well, they didn't want to get violent, or they didn't take guns, they just asked for them. But then it shows them taking guns. So the piece is a psych warfare piece where they show one thing, but then say another. But go watch the video. And there's hundreds of others. Just you'll see other compilations of videos and interviews with those that never got their guns back. Okay, go ahead and play that clip.
That's true, Elizabeth, and good evening from New Orleans. Here, the police and the National Guard find themselves in a very difficult position tonight to try to carry out an order to force people from the city without actually using force.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police department at your home!
Not only the flooded areas, but New Orleans' driest and wealthiest neighborhoods, too.
Police department!
The police and National Guard going street by street, house to house.
We need to make sure, too, that whenever we knock on doors, people refuse to leave. We need to make note, call it in.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion.
Hit pause.
Sometimes entering open houses.
All right, back it up a little bit. Total lie. Now, this is doublethink, psych warfare. And I got a big article today where they admit hundreds of the pundits on TV are Pentagon paid. We told you that years ago, but it's now mainstream news today. Woodward is sitting there telling you that they don't use force while they show video of slamming rich people. My point is, this is going to happen to everybody in Westlake when they pull this. This is going to happen to everybody, you know, in the Hamptons in New York where you're listening right now. This is going to happen to people listening in Beverly Hills on KCAA. This is going to happen to people in the rich areas of Kansas City listening right now. This is what they're drilling for. They don't bring food and water. They come for your guns. Play the rest of it.
To use force, just strong persuasion. Sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. And instructions to disarm anyone inside.
You said guns will be taken.
No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons. Sir.
That happened today in this wealthy neighborhood where homeowners had armed themselves to protect their mansions. Residents were handcuffed on the ground. In the end, police took their weapons but let them stay in their homes.
They were a little bit threatened because our weapons were bigger than their weapons.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Yes, treason.
This guard unit occupied a church using it as a base camp. They had to leave a note because
that's enough. It just gets worse. I can't play anymore. We're going to come back and take your calls. The point here is you can go watch scores of newscasts even worse. Old women being slammed to the ground, crying as their dogs are left to die when they're in piles of food. I have a book on architecture, the finest homes in the U.S. In that book is the neighborhood they're raiding on this video. One house looks like the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, it's a house worth hundreds of mil. Doesn't matter. You're worth hundreds of mil? We love coming in your house and looting it. And they did loot, by the way. We'll be right back. Yeah, they're trained to take your guns and ask for seconds. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today, you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Yeah, I didn't hear it through the grapevine that almost every society in history falls to military takeovers by internal elites that want to rob the rest of the rich people. You see, a lot of you rich people think you're part of the elite. But you're going to find out, like Rome and Russia and thousands of other civilizations, that you are the real target. You're going to find out real good. And all the blue-collar and middle-class people, you're going to find out everything's bankrupt, tens of thousands of times debt compared to all the assets. It's just total black op, total economic fraud. All right, let's go to your calls as promised. Jason and then Chris, Ned, J.D., Robert. Jason in Kansas City, a KCXL listener. You're on the air. Go ahead. You know, I'm so used to the weekday show now where they air the calls for me. I'm so out of my mind, I'm not even hitting the button to put them on air. Go ahead. You're now on the air, Jason.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, man.
I just wanted to say that those gun raids made me sick in my stomach. And a lot of my friends listen to musicians like Immortal Technique, and he has a lot of good messages. But one of his messages that I don't agree with is that he's trying to push a violent revolution on the street. And this nation's public is no match for the supersonic weapons of this nation's military.
Well, I mean, let's just say this. It's something we want to try to avoid at all costs. Anything else?
Yes. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm willing to die for my unborn kids here, but I don't think.
Listen, I hear you, and I understand what you're saying. Let me break down some strategy here. I'm not bashing Arabs, but they say themselves they're not known for military prowess. They're known for courage, but not military organization. There's a saying over there back 100 years ago with the British troops, thank God, you know, they can't shoot straight, because they sure are brave. You've only got maybe 50,000 combatants in Iraq, most of those foreigners, and our military can't even hold the green zone now. They're evacuating out of that. In the United States, you have 400 million guns. You got 150 million gun owners. If 1% of 150 million gun owners fights back, that's 1,500,000 combatants. Also, a guerrilla force or a hit-and-run force or a lone wolf force, a total resistance force like the French resistance or the Swiss, you know, others, it's unstoppable. Now, that said, I do not want a war with the military. You know that over 70%, close to 80% of all military contributions were given to Ron Paul. You got 95% national polls of the police are against gun control. The average cop's actually pretty good. The person in the military is very good. But it's evil on top. Okay. And then you got some federal agencies that are pure evil, like the BATF. The FBI is a mixed bag. They're compartmentalized. Got good men and women in one area, bad in another. See, all these things are done on a need-to-know basis. So there's evil cadres in every group at the top, and then they've got servant groups within the pyramidal strata that do their dirty work. And then if they get busted or caught, the higher-ups cut them loose. It's now come out, the direct White House orders for torture. But 3 years ago, that didn't come out, so they sent a bunch of people in Afghanistan and other places to prison. One guy tried to use the memo, contractor who tortured people to death, he tried to use the memo, and they declared Patriot Act on him and gagged him. That's a U.S. citizen who was ordered to torture and killed people under orders. And I'm not saying he did good. He did bad. But then it came out he was ordered to, and now it turns out the military refused, the contractors refused. It took a direct order from Bush. Not just the memos, there's a direct executive order that just broke last week, ordering it. But then when they got caught, Bush sent them to prison for following orders. That's another thing you got to remember out there. Now, if the military tries to make a move, if they try to, they'll stage an attack to get the military to patriotically believe they have to do this. You understand? It'll be packaged propaganda. Or bird flu's been released, or terrorists nuke some cities. I said that last week on air and got an email saying, you watch that from the TV show Jericho. I've never seen the TV show Jericho. I've been going off globalist documents and battle plans for decades. There is a plan for the New World Order to detonate nukes in this country, claim Al-CIA to did it, and take all your freedoms. Then reorganize us into a fascist military state and invade the planet, have conscription, build up a 10 million man army. That's what they're planning to do. Nuke us, get us all mad, turn us into Nazi Germany, and have us invade. This time the Fourth Reich will win. That's the plan, period. You understand? That's what they're planning to do, period. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. Let's move fast here. Oh, man, there's just points they're bringing up. Let's go ahead. They plan to let the first wave of military and police be chewed up in martial law. Then they're going to bring in foreign troops. That's now public. Go ahead. You're on air. Chris in Austin.
Hey, Alex, this is Christopher up in Cedar Park. I could totally see a scenario where the U.S. military would start some type of operation against Iran after a staged event, and then a byproduct of that would be advertised as the Middle East finally taking more type of offensive strike here in the U.S. They'd light off a nuke or something.
And that's why Bill Clinton and George Bush Sr. brought in 5,000 Iraqis trained here by the CIA in the 70s and 80s in every major city ready to wreak havoc. And then if they get killed or captured, they're Arab and it's perfect.
Well, yeah, because...
By the way, what you just heard, ladies and gentlemen, is declassified. Go ahead. That's public. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then definitely, you know, they could say, well, obviously... With the offensive action we took in Iran, then obviously.
I didn't hang up on you, sir.
And then use that, you know, as the excuse to implement martial law.
No, sir, that's one of their plans. Or they release bird flu, or. I mean, what do you think we should do? I'm just trying to warn everybody.
Yeah, actually, people really, you know, obviously you're doing an excellent job of informing people. But I think every citizen of this country that listens to you and is, you know, and sees this type of plan, how obvious it is, really needs to make a point of it every day of their life to start talking to all their friends and family, you know, in a concerted effort, in a passionate way, saying, look, this is a possibility. What are you guys doing about it? And if you're not taking any action, What is the cost to us if you never took any action, never spread the word, and this great country were to fall or be taken over, you know, towards more of a total martial law?
I agree. What do you think with Jesse Ventura, Lee Iacocca, German former defense ministers, Ron Paul, I mean, really, Naomi Wolf, thousands of prominent people, Bob Woodward, are saying what I've been saying for 12 years. Only because I found the documents and found out it was, I mean, I experienced it here in Texas. I had police chiefs tell me, emergency managers who were Vietnam vets and intelligence tell me they were approached for this. I mean, this is a long-term plan.
And actually, the more that, you know, prominent type figures come out and say this, I do think that, in one aspect, accelerates the time in which they will initiate their major operation, which would eventually lead to martial law. So, I mean, people really have to think out of the box and start acting out of the box and doing things different and be willing to do things they've never done before. And I'm not talking, you know, violence, but I mean as far as really passionately talking to people and trying to get them to see what potentially, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great call, Chris. More calls straight ahead. Stay with me. This is For Real. This isn't a drill. The Republic's on her knees. The enemy has wrapped itself in the flag. See through their camouflage. Defend the Republic. I'm risking my life to warn you. Listen.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power. The information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the one in four who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlkaVita. AlkaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well. Rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients, your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlkaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlkaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, if the New World Order tries to hit us, does a false flag, you know, this is what's going to happen. Colonel Jackson down to mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and you see, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't wake up and realize the tactics the multinational corporations that control our government use, false flag being their favorite, it's over. Very, very simple. False flag terror. The globalists say in their own documents, like the PNAC documents, Zbigniew Brzezinski's Grand Chessboard and others, that they want terrorist attacks to mobilize us to go dominate the world for their financial interest, not the interest of this country. They're globalists. Dick Cheney's bought a house in Dubai. They've moved Halliburton there. They still get no-bid contracts against U.S. companies. Then they fool you and say, it's an American company. It deserves no-bid contract against Frenchies. Frenchies were never allowed to bid. Other American companies weren't. Lee Iacocca is coming out saying we're going into a police state and the U.S. is falling. Do you understand that anyone with half a brain knows this? Now, they want to set off nukes, release bird flu, say terrorists did it, to nuke a whole string of countries, use the weapons they've got, have forced conscription. This is in government documents. They're all linked on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com. And then get us all hyped up and basically be a militarized society. They're shifting out of manufacturing, out of trade. Their own strategic documents say it's going to be law enforcement domestically, 1 in 10, and the rest military. And we're going to be a military camp for attacking the world. We're going to be the bad guys, basically. And you're going to get nothing, by the way. You're not going to get pension funds, money, nothing. The only jobs you're going to be able to have are either weapons makers or siege forces or domestic police. This is all, we're under the period of exploitation by the New World Order, where they take over one country, then use it as an engine to take over other nations. And they need to trick you by staging terror attacks so you accept martial law and you accept going around and attacking the whole planet. I mean, I heard a Fox News clip earlier where Al Sadr, you know, is a Shiite. The news keeps saying he's Al-Qaeda. He's a Shiite, folks. It's the opposite group. This is the group they funded in the mid-90s to attack Saddam and then didn't give them any support actually to knock them out. They have been doing sneak attacks on them the last month. Al Sadr said, if you don't quit attacking us, we're going to fight back against you. And the media spins this like he's threatening to attack the U.S. for no reason when he did a peace deal and now they've tried to assassinate him. They admit they broke the deal, are trying to kill him and everybody else so they can't be part of the election because they're going to get elected. Then our media says he is Al-Qaeda when they're using Al-Qaeda, Wahhabi forces, to attack him. I mean, listen to this. They admit here that, he's attacking. And then at the end, they kind of just softly mention, because we've been attacking him. The treachery of the New World Order. They've broken 3 ceasefires with him, and he still comes back and signs them and won't fight back. And every time he fights back, evil devil attacks for no reason, evil wicked devil at the end of it, because we attacked him. Here it is. Just absolutely incredible.
Government halt a crackdown against Shiite militias or face, quote, open war until liberation. But fighting continues in any case in Sadr's Baghdad stronghold, with dozens killed or wounded overnight. Despite repeated crackdowns against Shiite militia criminal gangs, opposition to Iraqi and American forces is widespread in some areas. A truce declared by Sadr last summer is credited in helping with a general reduction in violence. In Baghdad, David McDougall, Fox News Radio.
Oh, that's not the same one. There was like 50 clips. It's the one where Rice was laughing at him and teased him when Sadr said, you know, stop trying to kill me. And understand, he does the ceasefire, and then they sneak attack him over and over again.
And then they call him Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just it's okay. That was a good clip anyways. All right, I'm just going to rampage through calls now. Who is up first here? J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Look, I wanted to run a few things past you. First of all, we've got me and some friends of mine here trying to make some effort to get the sodium fluoride out of the water. They're dumping, I think it's 0.8 mg/L milligram per liter into the water here in Ripley, Mississippi.
Yeah, that'll give you a 20-point IQ reduction.
Oh, yeah, probably worse than that.
Well, that's what the federal studies admit. Yeah, it's chemical weapon.
Oh, yeah, we've got doctors locally here that know about sodium fluoride. We're trying to get them together. We're going to go before the city and get them to take it out. And if they don't, we're going to blow it up in the press, and they're going to receive all kinds
yeah,
of...
Yeah, Google government studies. Bring in the Pulitzer Prize-winning book about World War II where the Nazis put it in the camp water. And,
oh, of course. I know all about it. The second thing I wanted to run past you, I think it was the last caller of the first hour. I very much agree with that guy. I just recently bought an SKS myself. You can get them legally, you know, 10-round clip, 7.62x39 ammo, really durable gun.
$150.
Oh, yeah, you can get them for $150, $200, $300, depending on what you...
They used to be about $60 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, the ammo's dirt cheap.
Listen, you can get them with bigger clips, 30-round clips. Very nice weapon.
Oh, yeah.
You can shoot bullseye at 100 yards every time with them.
Oh, yeah, the 20 rounds are the most reliable from what I hear. The stock one I had was 10-round, but that is the best weapon probably to defend your family with.
It's a semi-automatic AK-47 variant.
Exactly. They bust down the door. They threaten my family. They're going to get what's coming to them. Plain and simple, the Book of Solomon says there's a time to kill, a time to heal, a time for war, and a time for peace, and I'm not going to put up with them.
Well, you're anti-American. America is about being surveilled, having open borders, turning your guns in. America is about having poison put in your family's water. And the Founding Fathers are bad, and how dare you? That's why I have FEMA on tape saying the Founding Fathers are bad, and I agree with them, and I think you're evil. Listen to these evil people saying they would defend their freedom. You're with Al-Qaeda. I thought Al-Qaeda attacked us to get our freedoms. That's why you got to give up all your freedoms, and Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda won't attack anymore. Look, I know most police agree with you. That's why they need to stop violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. You know, my parents just got back from Germany, and they gave me this big blown-up photo, famous photo of an East German soldier just a few months after they put up the barbed wire, wouldn't let people go across Checkpoint Charlie to get to West Germany. And it's this young German East German officer. And there's this little toddler, and the dad and mother have gotten through, and the toddler got left behind. And the toddler's putting his hands up to the East German soldier, and the East German soldier went ahead and opened the barbed wire and let him go through. He was trying to stop the family, but once they got through, he went ahead and picked the toddler up, put him through. They took him and tortured him to death. You see, and that's the question you got to ask yourself, military and police. Would you help that toddler, or would you send him to a FEMA camp? Are you going to say, I'm just going to follow orders, or are you going to... I guess you'll probably gun the toddler down or something. That's what they would do. They'd shoot you if you tried to go out, and you'll call yourself an American. Well, that's shame on you then. Not me, man. They may kill me or whatever, but I'm not going along with this. Let's talk to Ned in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, quick question about fluoride, actually. I was at the dentist. I've been going to the NYU School of Dentistry to save money, and I'm having a crown put on, and I complained about the... about the fluoride already, and I explained to him that, you know, it was used in concentration camps and gulags. I explained, you know, it's in the it's the main ingredient in rat poison. Obviously, the students don't know. They have it in their textbook, and but I had overheard a teacher tell the student, you know, due to ethical issues, they couldn't administer it to me after that. And then the next time I went in, they offered me cavicide, which... If you know a little Latin, side is what kills, homicide, suicide, pesticide. Well, cavicide is supposed to kill cavities. It's a blue liquid. It's basically the fluoride. So I was wondering, since I know your dad is a dentist.
My dad now knows it's deadly. Tell you what, I'll try to explain it when we get back. Stay there. Then we'll go to George, Robert, Gary, Tom, everybody else. And was this local Palestinian activist murdered? The police say no. He had his arms, legs, mouth, face bound. I hope they don't throw me in the river and say I committed suicide. Folks, I'm not committing suicide. We'll be right back.
Are
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, I'm getting all these phone calls, emails. We have written a story for Infowars.com Friday about this. Saying we demand you investigate. You know, he was murdered. We're looking into it. I called 4 or 5 numbers that had his last name today. Couldn't get in touch with him. If anybody knows this gentleman's family, Palestinian activist that mailed school books to Palestinian children, and so he was raided and investigated by the FBI for it, please email Trey with an E, T-R-E-Y, at Infowars.com. We want you on the weekday show coming up the next few days. And Palestinian activist Raed Hamid commits suicide. And he was found a few days ago in Lake Austin, which is really the Colorado River. They now call it Ladybird Lake. They change the name every 5 minutes. But he was found dead floating in it. And actually, Paul, who helps take the phone calls and run the show here on the Sunday show, he does lights and camera for KI Television. He actually broke the news. He was listening to the scanner when they found the body, when the police found it. And he was telling me that at first, of course, they thought it was a murder. They reported that at first, and then it changed to suspicious death. And now the police have put out a press release saying that his hands, feet were bound, that his mouth, you know, eyes were bound, but that that's consistent with someone staging. So this guy did a false flag on himself. Governments never stage terror attacks on themselves and then blame it on somebody else, though they admit they do. But no, this guy did this, I guess, to make the police look bad or the FBI look bad. No evidence of that. Within days, they just say, that's it, case closed. And, Paul, you were you broke this story. What was said at first?
Anything that I heard that was when I was on the scanners, it was just the police, you know, trying to hunt, you know, chase down the body because it was floating down there. And then the next day when I heard it on the news at my other job, they pretty much alluded to the fact that, you know, they stated that he was bound and gagged. And they had an interview with the girl that pretty much discovered it, you know, called the police. I was trying to get that clip before I got out here.
And what did she say about the body from memory? We'll play it tomorrow, but.
It just said that it looked like he was in, I believe she said it looked like he was in agony or something like that, like he was in pain or something. It didn't really look that good. You know, and I
well, here's the deal. Fahmy Malik, the Arkansas medical examiner, ruled close to 100 deaths to suicide with heads cut off, arms cut off, gasoline, burnt. They'd walk up on burned bodies dismembered, and he would rule it suicide. Gary Webb, who got the Pulitzer Prize for exposing CIA drug dealing, had a new book coming out proving it all. He had said he was getting threats. Guys had been in his house. They double-tapped him in the head, blew his jaw off with the first shot, then shot him in the back of the head. And the police said, oh, this is quite normal to shoot yourself twice in the head. I want it known now. Somebody shoots me in the head. I get drowned, and I'm bound. Cop of the year, he called his partner. He exposed Oklahoma City. Terrence Yakey is an inside job. He called his partner and said, I'm being followed by feds. He had the files. Proving it, that he'd been told stand down or something bad was going to happen. He said, I got feds following me. He was found in a field, tortured to death, shot twice in the back of the head. I've had the cops on who exposed it. They said it was a suicide. I mean, this is starting to get really sick, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of, it took a while for me to register when you were talking about the guy that was bound. And I'm like, hold up, that was the guy that I had heard about on Wednesday. And then, you know, when we ran the story on Thursday, and then you're saying that it was a suicide, I'm like, no, not while he was bound, while his hands were duct taped behind.
Yeah, they say that's how he committed suicide.
Yeah, he was pretty much hogtied.
Listen, I need that newscast. We need to find that woman that was first interviewed. By now, they'll call and they'll call and tell her to shut up. If they've told, they also, when they killed Gary Webb, they had his family say, yeah, he'd been depressed, not suicide. The family gets threatened to keep their mouth shut. Or go ahead.
I'm just gonna go find the clip for you real quick.
Okay, and. If not, we'll have it tomorrow on the weekday show. This is unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. God, they killed this guy. There's no doubt. Who killed him? I don't know. Israel, UPI, and AP reported 6 years ago, reported they were going to kill people inside the U.S. who were involved with the Palestinians. That was reported. We have links to that in the article we wrote. Was it Israel? Was it the FBI? Oh, they never kill anybody. Was it the police? Was it another Arab group? Who knows? But the point is that when they say, oh, no, it's a suicide, you know something stinks to high heaven. I mean, did he want to make the cops look bad and then kill himself? That's a very small chance. But he'd gone on national TV and talked about it. He was suing him. Well, he's dead now. Man, I hope they don't kill me. And it's kind of like they said that Dr. David Kelly, that headed up the bioweapons program in England, they said he killed himself, and later it came out police showed up, and five guys in black uniforms ran away, and it turned out he wrote memos saying, I've been threatened, they're going to kill me and put me in the woods. Princess Diana told everybody that Prince Charles told her face-to-face, I'm going to kill you in a fake auto accident 3 months before. That's now admitted. I mean, they kill you now. They slit his wrist, no blood at the scene. He bled to death with no blood. Then they said he took pills. There was three undigested pills in his belly. I mean, they do this over, and they kill cops, they kill everybody, and then they say you committed suicide. They'll probably cut my head off and stick it on a pike over London Bridge and say I committed suicide. You can't cut your own head off, your own arms and legs off. I'm giving each caller a minute. Robert in Bull Verde, Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling because my neighbors and I need your help regarding the globalist money that is flooding into Texas and buying up rural water companies just as fast as they can.
Yeah, Dutch, Swiss, German, British, Spanish buying the roads for pennies on the dollar with sweetheart deals with local politicians, mass corruption.
Hey, we were just bought out here locally, and the ink was barely dry on this globalist purchase, and they immediately increased our rates 85.5%.
Yeah, have you looked at the leaked IMF World Bank documents 2002?
I'm still in shock over my 85% rate.
Man, that's nothing. They're going to triple it by the time they're done.
Well, I know. You know, and if I have to appeal it, if my subdivision appeals it, they can spend millions of dollars on legal fees, and the ratepayers have to pay
their legal
costs.
No, I hear you. Look. This is a huge subject. This is globalization. When they set the nukes off or bio-attack us and then set the police state up, it's going to be 100 times worse, sir. Type into Google, IMF documents consume Argentina, and then that's a headline that'll link to the documents. It's all done by design. Total, like Lee Iacocca said, we're being corporately raped. This is mafia government. Do you have the clip? Were you able to find the clip, Paul? Can we just play the clip where she talks about him being in agony? So I want to take a few more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Belton, Texas. You're on the air, Robert.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just started listening to talk radio.
Yes, sir.
I think you guys are great. There's about 10 of you that I listen to.
Well, thank you.
The only thing I don't hear is a plan. Something I can get behind.
I hear you. Sir, there's so much crime they're engaged in, I can't even tell you about 10% of it. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall, every type of evil you can imagine.
Well, I don't...
My plan is trying to warn you and for you to come up with plans. Believe me, call me back next week or during the weekday. We'll talk more about it. I understand. Here's a little clip from KI talking about it. Here it is.
It's a man with, like, a bald spot, and he has duct tape, like, across his mouth, like, wrapped up. And the police said that he was wanted by the FBI. He was the person from yesterday that they were trying to find.
The fact that there's a body floating in Town Lake is, you don't see that every day, and it's unusual, so it does make it suspicious.
And it goes on. Okay, well, we'll play more of that. We'll post that on the website, a link to that. Just amazing. Okay, let's jam in one or two more here. Let's talk to Gary in California. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I got an answer to your last caller's question.
Yeah.
All you have to do, expose false flag terror and the globalists. In-game, terror storm. Terror storm, you got to get it out to the police and military so they know what's happening right now so they won't pull the martial law stuff in the future.
I agree. It's life and death. And believe me, folks, this isn't a joke. I realize my life's in danger. I mean, I realize this isn't a game. I can't believe it's this bad. I can't believe they're doing this to our country. I bleed red, white, and blue. And I know our troops and military and police aren't bad either, but they're being brainwashed and incrementally trained to do this, you know, quote, cave dwellers. And then meanwhile, they're running martial law drills against the citizenry.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah.
Do you want a timeline for Terror Storm Special Edition?
Yes. Did you do the timeline for...
Yes. In-game, yes.
Well, for those that don't know, you did a great bibliography, and Kurt just said it was a listener. I double-checked it. It's a great bibliography you did for my film Endgame, where everything we claim is done, and you did. Well, what's your name? I really appreciate your help.
I'm Gary.
Well, Gary, you're just awesome. Yes, sir.
Yeah. So I just went, well, I mean, the thing is, Alex, you have to understand, all the stuff you talk about is out there. It's been declassified, large portions of it, for about 10, 15 years.
I know.
Anybody wants to deny it, they're just doing willful denial.
Well, yeah, we're so busy. We make the film, but we can't make a bibliography like a book. We had a fella do that out of Michigan, a great job with for martial law, martiallaw911.info. Every second of the film is documented, you know, with links to all of it. You did that for Endgame at whatistheendgame.com, and now you're saying we'll do it for Terror Storm. I salute you and thank you.
No problem.
Yeah, the videos are free on Google Video, Terror Storm and Endgame. If you want them in high-quality DVD, Infowars.com. But this isn't about money. We have no future if we don't fight these people. Defend America. Find out who's behind the terrorists. Find out the Black Ops did it. They're ruthless. All right, great job to the crew. Great job to Trey and Paul. We'll see you next week and back tomorrow on the Weekday Show. God bless.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
IRN, U.S.